Yeah, this you were just talking about, Jamie, the 2024 election book that's coming out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, one of the guys that is involved in it, a guy named Tyler Prager, or Prager, who wrote the book, he said, for months I had worked on this book about the 2024 presidential election. I made multiple requests for an interview with Mr. Biden. One of my coworkers had sat down with the president-elect Trump, and we felt it was critical to talk to Biden. But the former president's aide said he was working on his own memoir, and that would conflict with the book that we were writing. Yet when I reached Mr. Biden on his cell phone, which I got the number from, I can't disclose, in late March, he answered the phone and agreed to talk. He broke his silence on the successor to criticize the early weeks of Mr. Trump's second term. He said, quote, I don't see anything he's done that's been productive. When I asked if he had any regrets about dropping out of the presidential race, Biden said in a detached tone, no, not now. I don't spend a lot of time on regrets. He said, I got to go now. I'm getting on an Amtrak train. He said a very brief conversation with Biden, but it prompted a cascade of concern among his top aides. One of them called me and screamed at me for calling the former president directly. Others texted furious, trying to figure out how I even got Biden's number.
I heard about this.
Mr. Biden had seemed open to continuing the conversation, but my subsequent calls went straight to voicemail. His automatic greeting simply said, Joe. That's it. He said 2 days later, the greeting was replaced by a message from Verizon. The number you dialed has been changed, disconnected, or is no longer in service.
They took his phone.
They took it away.
It's unreal.
That guy was the president of the United States.
I know.
Less than a year ago.
Yes. Yes.
I'd be a winner. Not really.